Welcome to Listeners. This is 88.7. A real one FM, semi-yote. And the program is here with Ibrahim here with us as a studio. You're welcome to the studio, Ibrahim. Thank you, Patience, and good evening. Our dear listeners, from the West Nile region, happy to be here. My name is Ibrahim Mukasa from Bank of Uganda. And our national payments system department, which is the department that is responsible for ensuring the safety and efficiency of the national payment systems. Sorry. Your first time in Aruba City? Yes. We are talking about digital trust and safety in digital payments, simply e-payments.
Bank of Uganda is the central bank of the Republic of Uganda, and the bank are two commercial banks and the government. It licenses and supervises financial institutions, including payment services providers, payment systems operators, which most people know as mobile money. In doing so, it also ensures the safety and the efficiency of the national payment systems. Bank of Uganda, in collaboration with the UCC, has been engaging the public through quarterly radio talk shows on financial literacy and electronic payments over the past year. Ugandans have consistently raised questions about mobile money, banking services, fraud, transaction charges, and consumer protection. This awareness campaign has been designed to address pertinent issues that affect consumers and provides practical guidance on how to safeguard their money and understand their rights and confidently use digital financial services. I think, listeners, you now see where we are coming from. That is the little bit that you should understand, especially about e-payments and what Bank of Uganda is doing. But then, Ibrahim, to start with, remind us what digital payments are or what is referred to. Sometimes as electronic payments. Thank you, Patience, once again. So when we talk about electronic payments, this is when one uses an electronic system or a digital system to effect a transaction.
This transaction can be through a mobile phone or what we call mobile money. It can be through a bank app or the mobile apps from your banks. It can be through a debit or a credit card. So basically when you carry out transactions or payments through a digital way, that's what we call an electronic payment. Over to you. Very well then. Sometimes customers send money to the wrong number Or a listener for our consumers to ensure that they send money to the correct recipient. Unlike in, for example, in the banks where you provide an account number and it tell a helps you check the name of the person, you know, and also validate the amount. When it comes to digital payments, you are that teller, so you have to validate the person you're sending to the number you're sending to, you have to be air teller, like MTN. Have introduced an option where you can initiate a reversal in case you send money to the wrong person and quickly notice it. The footing lays some codes, maybe I can read them for the benefit of our listeners. MTN is star 165 star 8 star 7 hash. I'll go again, MTN is star 165 star 8 star 7 hash. And for Airtel money, it is star 185 star 10 star 8 hash. Airtel, I'll read again, star 185 star 10 star 8 hash. So, of course, important to notice that once you realize that you send money to the wrong number, on top of initiating these codes, we also encourage our listeners to immediately call
the toll-free lines that these providers put in place for them. So what happens once you initiate, if this money hasn't been withdrawn, then the service provider can freeze this money and try to come to an agreement, in case someone maybe buys the product or gets the service and pays. Then turns around and says, I said money in error. I mean, so they have to first talk to the recipient and ask if indeed this money was expected. And once money is withdrawn, it can be frozen and it can come back to your account. Once money has been withdrawn, it becomes a bit difficult. To reverse, that's why prompt reporting is really key. But just to reiterate, Please ensure that you do not rush when you're doing these transactions. Confirm the number, confirm both names, confirm the amount that you're sending. Then we can avoid finding ourselves in such situations. Thank you, Patience.
Well, Regarding the calls by fraudsters, which has been so common, yeah. I don't think they have seen Christmas one. I don't think they also know that those who are under pressure, we have problems.
Yeah.
The fraudsters, the calls have been increased. I received one this morning.
Really?
Yes, this morning. But trust me, I was able to tell them that you know what, young man. Just go and get money in a better way.
Go and work.
Because even the person you want to...
So, thanks, patience. You raise a very valid issue, and it affects all of us, even those of us that work at Pango, who you are, and our phone calls. So, this fraudsters employ a range of methods to obtain our information, and I'll try to list out some of them. At times, they pretend to be trusted entity. You receive a call or a message, and they tell you you're calling from Bank of Uganda, or from UCC, or from MTN, or from Airtel, and they'll trick you into providing, let's say, your PIN code for mobile money, or they'll trick you into providing your national ID number. Yeah, and of course, I told you, provide us this, and then we can fix the problem that you have, or provide this, your PIN and ID number, and then you can win your prize. That's one way that they reach out. Then also at these agent points. You know, each time you transact, your details are recorded. Your phone number, your national ID number, the amount you're withdrawing or depositing. So this book, if not kept properly, can land into the wrong hands, and these people have all those numbers to call. Out of 100, they won't fail to grab two or three or five. So one is agent-driven. Then we've seen cases of people trusting their PIN codes with agents. So that's another area. I mean, you created a weak link by sharing your code, this is supposed to be personal. So that's another area, the agents. Then, in the past, we had something called SIM swapping. Once an attacker has your name and they have your national ID, so in the past, they would call, let's say, Airtel or MTN and tell them, hello, I'm so-and-so, I've lost my SIM card. Please block it, or I want to replace it. So you find yourself losing your network all of a sudden, and a scammer is out somewhere calling people using your number. But of course, we thank UCC, which has put in place some measures, some safeguards to protect that from happening. Today, replacing your SIM card requires you to be physically present, and your thumbprint has to be verified. Then they put some controls on people who sell SIM cards on the streets. Most of this fraud was happening through people who distribute these SIM cards under umbrellas on the streets. And just to remind our senders, all Bank of Uganda, as of today, has licensed about 54 payment service providers and payment system operators. Each of these players has toll-free numbers, why you don't pay a coin to reach out to them. So, in case of anything, we encourage you, your first line of support is to call these toll-free numbers, report your case. Then they can guide you on the next steps. I would like to stop there a little bit. Okay.
Well, 88.7 around 1 FM, we are talking about e-payments. First of all, it's a good thing, it's one of the things that has happened to us. But then every good thing always comes with another negative part of it. Reason we are talking about fraud and scams that already Ibrahim has explained. But then how can customers protect themselves from these risks?
Thank you, Patience. And so now, to protect protect ourselves from these risks, first of all, we have to guard our payment instruments. Remember, when I was starting, the instruments can include your mobile phone, can include your debit or credit card, because this is how you access your digital services. So you need to guard it very well, otherwise once it's lost, then you have no access to these digital channels. Then secondly, each of these channels, whether it's a card, whether it is a phone or mobile money, each of them has a PIN code. Try to guard this thing as much as you can. Why would you keep your PIN with an agent? Yeah? Why would you save your PIN code on your phone and even save it as PIN code?
On a paper, put it in
Then, as you're in public, do not discuss about money. You received a million and you're excited and talking about it. You never lost it. Inform your service provider immediately to have your wallet frozen. Even before you go to the police, make sure that you called MTN or Airtel through a friend's phone, through a parent's phone, through a sibling's phone, and report this case so that your account are up to date. Some of us have SIM cards, and the registration names are our parents, our brothers, our neighbors. Some of us even just went to the streets and paid money. You don't even know who the name of the person with SIM card is registered to. Now, such issues make it hard for you to even get assisted once you have an issue with these digital channels. So ensure that your details are up to date. If your SIM card is registered in your sister's name, go to Airtel, go to MTN, provide your national ID. They'll correct this, and then support becomes very, very easy once you have any issue. Then, like I mentioned, Bank of Uganda has, as of today, licensed 54 payment service providers. Interest yourself, and this is the success for the Bank of Uganda website. Look at all these providers that in Nakua we have people who do online payments. People go to Jumia and buy things and order things. People go to MTN now also has a marketplace. People go to eat and make their orders. So once you're carrying out these online transactions, make sure first of all that you're dealing with a reputable shopping site. And never just give out your information anyhow. Just you need to confirm, is this a website I want to visit? Is what they're asking for really necessary? Yeah. Most of the shopping systems or procurement payment, if your website is HTTPS, meaning it has been verified to be secure. Then avoid these pop-up ads on your phone. Your phone, some pop-up ads, someone has sent you a link. You don't know what the link is about. You just click. You end up giving your digital life to hackers, and you don't know what to use this information with. Yeah, thank you. Over to you, patience.
Yes. As I said, it was Tana, Alekini Migara, Amani Mbatemba, the Rupia, Azia Maninga, Julia Yasiri. I didn't see. Padabani swim is from Zoro Maria, come shopping in Zoro Maria.
Good evening to our listeners once again. So a lot is being done on this front for those of us who watch TV, even on radio. So many campaigns, anti-fraud campaigns have been ongoing. I'm sure you've seen them. And most recently, we established what we call the Financial Sector Anti-Fraud Consortium. So this consortium brings together key players in the banking and payment sectors, creating a coordinated platform to effectively combat fraud. So in the past, we've had cases where a fraudster maybe utilizes MTN and tells people there. Once his SIM cards are blocked, then he moves to Airtel. Was also blocked that side, now moves to the banking sector. So with this consortium, it means that we can share information among all of these players. And one fraud incident to one of the players, as Bank of Uganda, we will provide training to key stakeholders. And you, our listeners, are some of the stakeholders, and that's why we are here in Arua 1 today. So this consortium also has in place some people from Bank of Uganda, all trying to send this message on fraud. Thank you, Patience.
If one loses their SIM card or their phone is stolen, how can they be assisted in recovering the funds in their mobile money accounts?
So the first thing that you do once you lose a SIM card or your phone is to call your service provider. Borrow a phone from your neighbor, from your workmate. But always first call your service provider before you even go to the police. Of course, once the SIM card is yours, really that is it. Always report to the payment service provider, then go to police, then the service provider will now guide you on what requirements you need to have the SIM card replaced.
How can family members access money from deceased relatives, that is bank or mobile money account? So for purposes of this conversation, I'll focus on the payment system side.
We have what we call letters of administration. So if you have a father, a mother, a sibling that you knew passed away and had money on their account, this money is there. Provided, so let me take our listeners through the process, what we call dormancy requirements on our side. So once you spend 9 months without using the SIM card, requires the service providers to issue reminders to you, who in this case will be deceased for another 6 months, asking you, please use your SIM card, then we can activate your account. Beyond those six months, it becomes 15 months in total, the 9 months plan, government. So if you lost your loved one and you have visited the administration, depending on your situation, bank will allocate it for another 6 months. It's supposed to be still with the service provider between the first 15 months. Beyond that, service provider now moves that money to Bank of Uganda, and you can access it through your service provider, and they will write to Bank of Uganda for us to now process the money back to the people who administer the deceased.
So that money is always there, as long as you follow the proper channels, the money will come back.
So that money is always there, as long as you follow the proper channels, the money will come back. To the people handling the estate. But the money, how can family members access? As assessment money from deceased relatives, that is bank or Uganda, that is bank or Uganda. Killing the ascended, that is Uganda. Uganda before we go to, that's a nice one. So chances, you know, you guys are a free economy.
We do not set prices. These charges are set by different service providers.
Based on the costs that they incur in providing this service. However, from time to time, we engage these service providers. Airtel, MTN, we are lower than sending across the networks, Airtel to MTN or vice versa. Today, the fees are the same. Whether you're sending to Airtel or to MTN, it is the same fee that will be charged. What we call off-net and on-net. And also, maybe we can compare with our region in Kenya, for example. If I'm sending someone the equivalent of 70,000 Uganda shillings,
I'll be charged close to 2,000 Uganda shillings
in terms of
fees. In Uganda, we charge just 1,000 to send the equivalent. So we are doing better than
that
our
original.
Yeah, for sending. And that is better than our original peers. And still, we still engage these service providers to make these charges affordable. And like I mentioned, Bank of Uganda has licensed 54 service providers. It is up to encourage our listeners to explore all these providers and look for what is cheap, what is fair, what is affordable, and just not use the product because that's the company that you know. There are so many, some are cheaper, some are higher, depending on the value propositions. And also encourage our listeners not to withdraw money from the ecosystem. Today, everything is digital. You can pay for school fees from the phone.
Yeah.
You can pay for a clinic from the phone. You can pay to a supermarket, to a petrol station, using money on your phone without withdrawing. So as we look at the high cost of withdrawal, let's also try to keep this money in the ecosystem where charges are even zero in some cases, or 100 shillings when you're paying directly to these different businesses.
Hello. Hello. Tony, my name is
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Mama,
good morning.
Hello.
Wallet number beyond the SIM card number that you know.
So whether your SIM card number is given out, maybe you go abroad and come back, that wallet is distinct to you and to your national ID. So that's why when you get a new SIM card, as long as it was registered in your name, the old wallet, you're able to map this money back onto the new number that you received. I hope that is clear. Then Apangu raised a concern on buying airtime. You get a message, but no airtime. I think that is rare. It may happen, but it's rare. And what they normally encourage is that once you check and your account has been debited, then you can buy airtime again. But that is rare, happens once in a while, and I'm sure our counterparts from UCC are trying to work on this.
Thank you, our dear listeners, for being with us from seven. Up to now, we thank you for your time. We don't take it for granted. Just as I sign out, I want to encourage our listeners to embrace digital payments. They are safe. They are regulated by Bank of Uganda, and we also need to be aware of the risks. We've talked about protecting our pins. Reporting to the service providers and police immediately once we've lost our phone or our SIM card. Then know your rights. These service centers are there to support you, or reach out to them in case of anything. And you have the option to escalate to Bank of Uganda if you feel that you haven't been helped or you're being tossed around. Then let me also highlight, on the 31st of October 2025, Bank of Uganda joining the rest of the world to celebrate World Savings Day. And this is really important because as you put money aside for the future, you're also building resilience against any financial shocks that may come. So we encourage the safe use of digital payments and we also encourage a culture of saving.
That is how we can work towards a stronger financial future. Thank you, our listeners. A big thank you to Bank of Uganda, thank you Ibrahim for coming as well, and a big thank you to you, our listeners, as well. Keep listening to 88.7, Arrow 1 FM, Sema, your 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 7 Aroma 1 FM.